Hello and welcome to the NY Theatercast. NY Theatercast brings news and commentary about New York's indie theater scene to listeners on your iPods and on the internet. Brought to you by nytheater.com, your source on the web for NYC theater info, listings, and reviews. I'm Trav SD, your host. On this program, playwright Paul Hagen and actor Micah Busey give us a lively first look at their show, Fitz and Wallows Get It in the End.
Hi, this is Martin Denton from nytheater.com, and I'm here with yet another of our Fringe NYC previews. Today we're going to be looking at a show called Fitz and Wallows Get It in the End, and we're very happy, very privileged to have with us today recording Paul Hagen, who is a writer, and Fyodor Fitz, who is the star of the show. Welcome, Paul.
Hi, Martin. Thanks for having us.
And welcome, Fitz.
Hello, Martin. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. So I hope that just to get our listeners acclimated to what this is all about, can one of you just kind of give us a brief overview of what Fitz and Wallows Get It in the End is all about?
Sure.
Before we start, I'd like to just say that I enjoy a little refreshment before 11 o'clock every morning, so I just wanted to get this out, and I'm just going to be taking a little nip of this each time I answer a question, and this is for you.
Well, that's very kind. Thank you.
I never drink alone. This is Jack Daniels. This is my favorite, so...
For you out there in Radioland, yes, Fitz has begun to drink at the early hour of 10 a.m.
Now, Paul, you may go ahead.
Fitz and Wallows is a wonderful event in the world of music and theater. Fitz and Wallows, as I'm sure many of you know, are a very important duo in the history of music, and this is sadly their last tour, so they've decided to go over their career in story, song, pictures. And, I think what's said about looking at a car accident on the highway, it's cliche, it gets overused, but it's a bit like that. It really is.
A bit like a gorgeous car accident.
Yeah, yes, but, you know, not just any car accident. A car accident needs to be really, truly horrific, I think, to really get your attention. And I think I've helped make it that way.
So the podcast audience, you know, we know that our demographic skews young, so it's possible that some of our listeners have actually never aren't familiar with who Fitz and Wallows are. So, you know, let's tell them about your career a little bit.
Sure. You want to?
Well, I'd prefer to hear what you'd say and then just correct it.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, Fitz has been very patient with me because I'm sure in his eyes I'm a doddering idiot with no taste. And I'm sure of this because he tells it to me at least once a day.
Mm.
And
at the least.
He has made a career out of writing albums about his lovers, his gay lovers who have been murdered.
Dearly departed.
Not so dearly departed,
sometime.
Yes. And it's, you know, it's horrible. It's really, sometimes I have nightmares about some, you know, really horrible ways that these men have died. I don't know. We don't know who did it, and we don't know why it keeps happening to him. But, you know, I mean, locked in batting cages with balls flying at their faces, and I don't know.
Choking on paint.
That's the paint, yeah.
Drinking paint from the can. Now, let me just say, I'm going to be a little more succinct than Paul Hagen just was. I'm going to just say, if you don't know who Fyodor Fitz is, I'm gorgeous. I'm gorgeous. I attract men wherever I go. That's basically my plight. That's the cross I've had to bear in life. Gorgeous gay man. So I attract so many men that God has to get rid of them in some way. Because how could I make another man happy if I was with another man all my life? So I have one man, the man gets offed, and then I have another man. And all of their murders have inspired every single song that you'll hear in the show. 11 in total.
They're beautiful songs. Though by beautiful, I also mean upsetting and likely to scar young children.
Could we just ask for a moment, Fitz and Wallows, who is Wallows?
Wallows, unfortunately, couldn't be with us today. Constantine Wallows has been Theodore Fitz's writing partner since, well, since the beginning, really.
Since the beginning.
Going way back. When
I wrote the first song by myself. He gave me the teensiest little bit of help with that one. Mm-hmm. It was called A Tale of Woe. It was based on the murder of my boyfriend, Billy, who was a waiter. An adorable little waiter. Mm-hmm. Muscles, everything. Everything that you want in a gay man. He was murdered and found in a closet somewhere. I dealt with the misery that I felt in the only way that I knew how, and that was that I wrote a catchy song. I mean, any theater queen can understand that. What do you want to do when someone gets murdered? Sing.
Yes, I do. I know I do. And drink. But you were doing
that
already.
But you did ask about Wallows. You did ask about Wallows. Now, the less said about Wallows, the better, I think.
That's not very... Well, it's far be it for me to interrupt you.
All right.
Wallows, you know, he has a drinking problem. He couldn't be with us today. But when you think about the person sitting to my left and the long career they've shared together, one can forgive a drinking problem.
Drinking problem with all capital letters and an exclamation point, I will add.
For the transcribing, is that if you're...
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Good. Well, no, yes, of course. And he's wonderful. He plays the piano really pretty remarkably well for someone after... I mean, you know, I've never seen anyone able to stand up after...
He's an alcoholic, Paul.
But then he can still play. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you see those novelty snifters on pianos mm-hmm. and you think mm-hmm. they're just for tips, but mm-hmm. he can really fill it and
he
suck
does.
It down.
He Brandy.
Does. Yeah.
Brandy.
Well, I think I've seen him drink any...
Whiskey.
Listerine.
Whiskey.
Anything, really. Mm. Bathroom cleanser. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
That once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the show that you're going to be doing at the Fringe Festival, is it just you singing these songs, or is there more going on besides that?
Is me singing the songs just me singing the songs? Anyway, Martin, I ask you. The show is what we have built, a homo musical spectacular. Basically what it is, mm-hmm. is me taking you back on the journey of Fitz and Wallows from our early infantile stages. We basically have created, as we said before, a career writing beautiful songs about very, very messy things.
Mm.
So we decided the best way for us to let you know what inspired these songs was to provide photographs of the men who have inspired the songs. So you're going to actually see photographs, archive photographs, of these men whose faces have never come to light before.
So it's multimedia.
It's a multimedia spectacular, as they like
multimedia
to say.
Multimedia spectacular.
And when I think of the hours and hours we spent looking through Fitz's, frankly, pornographic photos, I mean... you know, they don't... I don't think...
Now, I don't always think that pornographic is a negative term.
No. Certainly not when entertainment's involved.
Certainly.
And you're so lovely. It's really... I have to say, to Fitz's credit, whatever he might be in person, he shows up very well on film in even the most unbelievable of circumstances.
I'm very photogenic.
Very photogenic.
Very photogenic. It's true. It's true. All of this happens naturally.
It's a very natural look. And by natural, I mean caked to within, you know, an inch of his life, I think.
So I just wanted to backtrack just for a second to make sure that everyone knows what Paul's job, what your role is with this show. Monumental personality.
Thank you. Well, you know, it's
it's
so rarely about me when Fitz is around. I really appreciate it. I was brought on board. I'm assuming due to my work on The Only Thing Straight Is My Jacket in Fringe 2004, for which I wrote text. And it was quite the hit at Fringe. We had a lot of great response. It was so much fun to do. And then, you know, I was approached by Fitz and Wallace's people, and what I did was I came in, and I, you know, the way I would interview any subject, I seriously sat down, and I wanted to question Fitz and Wallace about their career and their life. And, you know, I've never personally investigated a murder, but I imagine, you know, a serial murderer investigation would be much like my conversations with Fitz and Wallows.
You flatter me too.
Yes. Well, you know, so sordid isn't the word, really.
Also not always a negative term.
No.
Sordid.
Sordid can be entertaining.
That's the lesson today. Sordid and pornographic, not always negative terms.
No, not, no. And what I did was I distilled from the results of these interviews. You know, I tried to polish the turd, if you will, of Fitz's life. And really, I think we ended up with some pretty good material, all things mm-hmm. considered.
Mm-hmm. Is there for the benefit of our listeners who are less familiar, are there some influences, some other maybe notorious celebrity memoir type works that you might be able to compare this to?
You know, I like to point to Kiki and Herb as a great sort of influence. The idea of a cabaret powerhouses who just don't give a damn and will balls to the wall, really just in your face.
It's very, very true. I have very little respect for many people in the world, but I do respect Kiki.
That's true.
I do.
But you know, they're coming to Broadway, and I know that makes you really. I know you would like to do
it. It makes
that.
Me very happy. It makes me very, very jealous is not the word. Jealous
no.
is also not always a negative term. Jealous is, I'm jealous because they have been given an opportunity. They have been given an opportunity for beautiful, beautiful. It's not often that you see such beautiful people on Broadway.
That's true.
And you see all these bright young things that are the aesthetic. Pleasing traditional look that people in this country seem to like, but then you see Kiki come on stage and you realize what you've been missing. You really realize what you've been missing in looking at these young things.
Yeah.
You see Kiki, and that's how I feel about my performances. My performances are really spectacular and really show off how gorgeous I am.
That's true, especially when you start to take off your clothes.
It's very true. I really don't mind being naked. We
yes.
do promise nudity.
And you love to keep your promises.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Great music, too. The music, I have to say, for all Fitz's, what's the word? Idiosyncrasies, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to write a melody.
Mm-hmm.
Do you write the melody? Or is
I do write the melody.
And then Wallows just...
I write the melodies and I write the lyrics.
And Wallows.
And Wallows. I mean, really, what does Wallows do? But I don't. I really.
Suffers in silence, mostly.
Drinks.
Yes.
Drinks.
Well, that's the sure sign of suffering in silence, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Give them a few more of the influences that you claim
yeah.
we have.
Well, you know, I think VH1 Behind the Music, that sort of let's look back at the career of an important celebrity, but without the important part. I mean, well, important.
I'm not exactly even sure what that means.
Celebrity without the fame
mm-hmm. mm.
or the money or the recognition
hush,
or
hush.
The body of work.
Hush now, no. hush, hush. Go on, what's another one?
I think Roald Dahl, because, you know, I don't know if you want to get into your terrible childhood.
It was a terrible childhood.
You raised by maiden aunts on Cape Cod.
Pedophilic maiden aunts? That always is a negative term. I just want to put that out there.
Peony and hydrangea were their names.
Mm-hmm.
They were the pictures, the family resemblance.
You will see photographs of them, no nudity. In that series, no nudity.
But, you know, enough nudity that it's sort of sad, I think. Because they sort of lived in bathing suits, one gets the impression.
It's true.
It's true.
They really did.
To think of your poor face eye level with them in bathing suits.
They were always, always ready for the beach.
Yes.
Always.
And you know, they're sagging. They're not lovely photographs, those, but there's only a few in the beginning. And then we get to the men and...
You're blanking.
I'm remembering one particular photograph. It's really, there's this beautiful sky, and you're dressed as a Vietnamese
war refugee.
Yeah, and then your lover is, I think,
My lover is dressed as a military man.
Yes, and
my
he's...
My lover is dressed as a military
man. It's really...
He was a military man. He was a Marine.
If Miss Saigon were gay-er, I mean, it's gay-ish.
Mm-hmm. And if it had better songs. Well, I mean, let's be honest here. Well, I mean, what are their names? Schoenberg and Bublil, are they listening? I mean, am I going to offend?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's possible.
But Alain and Claude, just get to work on the next one.
Yeah. I always thought we should clone him and he could play both leads in Sideshow.
I thought so too. But that, now, are we going to start talking about lyrics now? Because
he does have a lyrical mind, as he'll tell you over and over again.
It's true. Although I'm getting the sign here that we need to stop. That's what I'm getting the sign. I thought we were getting the sign to stop.
Well, we could. But if you have something interesting you'd like to throw in here, we can do one more little segment here.
Mm. Well, you know, I think Hedwig is a wonderful influence, especially in the sense that, you know, sort of, even though Wallows is on stage and talks occasionally.
True.
You blaze your way to the
Very
wicked
true.
Little town of
mm-hmm.
your life.
Mm-hmm. Hedwig, I mean, what we're basically saying is that these are influences on how we formed the show, but we must remember that these are all fictional characters that we're talking about, and I'm a real person. I'm a real, real, real person, and Martin, I think that you can vouch for it, that I'm sitting here next to you.
Oh, absolutely.
And that I am very, very real.
I think we will let's get the basics. People are now convinced that they want to see Fitz and Wallows get it in the end. So, Paul.
And they do get it in the end, and it's well deserved. We hope you will join us for Fitz and Wallows get it in the end. We'll be performing at Mo Pitkin's House of Satisfaction, which is located at 34 Avenue A between East 2nd and East 3rd Streets. You can get there on the FNV if you're taking the subway to 2nd Avenue. And our dates are Monday, August 14th at 5 p.m. These will all be p.m., so I'll save you the trouble of
p.m. PMing. We don't do morning performances. This podcast is...
No, this is
the
rare.
Earliest that we get up.
Yes, mm-hmm. You prefer the NyQuil to mm-hmm. the day. And then there's Tuesday, August 15th at 10. Wednesday, August 16th, 3:15 p.m. Friday, August 18th, 7 p.m. Sunday, August 20th, 5:15 p.m. Monday, August 21st, 5:30 p.m. And Saturday, August 26th at 4:30 p.m. And of course, you can always get more information or get those dates, information on how to purchase tickets, pictures, and audio clips of
beautiful
some of the
photographs, beautiful songs.
Beautiful songs and photographs in the show at fitzandwallows.com, www.fitzandwallows.com. Isn't it lovely?
It's true.
It is lovely.
It's true.
Well, you think anything with a picture of your face on it is lovely, don't you?
Who wouldn't? I think that Martin can agree with me on that.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. It's been a pleasure having you here this morning.
It's been a true pleasure.
And Paul also.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the NY Theater Cast, the voice of nytheater.com on the internet and on your iPod. Visit nytheater.com for up-to-the-minute updates of everything that's happening in indie theater. Click on the NY Theatercast logo to learn about this and upcoming shows. Join us every week for the NY Theatercast for compelling conversations with indie theater's most interesting artists. Until then, I'm Travis D.